Everbank Field, the site of the Jaguars' win in Week 14 over the Seattle Seahawks, 30-24. The Jags are now 9-4, and this week they'll be back on that pitch right there to face the Houston Texans in an AFC South battle. A win, and the Jags are in. Welcome into the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam. J.P. Shattuck with you. Plenty to get to today. The Jags are rolling right now. It's coming down to the middle part of December towards the very end of this season, and the playoff race is heating up, and a big part of that playoff race is with us today. Again, Keelan Cole, Jaguars wide receiver, last two times out. Three targets, three receptions, big touchdown. Welcome back to the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I think the first repeat we've had in here. They love you in England,
hey,
Keelan. You're a popular man.
Let's do it.
Let's start out with the game last week. We're going to have some questions about the play and the touchdown and all that, but just the intensity in the stadium on Sunday. That had a little playoff feel to it. Mm-hmm. What'd you guys think about it?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't know about the playoff feel, but it was definitely great. Crowd was loud. Crowd was in it. And that's what really pumped it off when we came out there and we heard the crowd roaring and how many Duval calls we got. I mean, it was great. I looked around myself. I was on the sideline and seen a lot of people dancing to music and stuff. So I knew that everybody was in it. We was definitely in it. We was ready to go. So I just knew it was everybody in it one.
D.D. Westbrook was dancing in the end zone, too. I don't know what it was, but that was...
That's D.D. That's him. That's his day. He's just going to give it to him.
Fun day, though, at Everbank Field. Let's get to the Leica Mobile call-in line. Put on the headphones so we can hear the questions today from the assembled media folks. Ed Dowdle will get us started from Unilad. What's up, Ed?
Hey, Kalen. How you both doing?
Great. Good. You?
Yeah, good, thanks. It's been a couple of big wins the last couple of weeks after that loss to Arizona. It was a bit tough. Marquise Lee didn't really like mince his words after that, said the offense needs to do a bit more. Do you think that's had a big impact on you guys and helping the team get a couple more wins since then?
Marquise, and he's the leader of the receiver crew right now. Hearns is too. I mean, everybody that's down is still in our ear talking to us, helping us out. But he's the one that's in the film room, letting us know what we got to do, getting us ready before the games, letting us know that we just got to relax and be us. And then when we go out there and he's the one leading the way with some nice catches and nice blocks and stuff, it's, we have no choice but to follow behind him and try to do better. So in my eyes, I just try to be as good as he is when we out there.
Yeah, one thing you touched on there, for this offense especially, yes, catches, that's what wide receivers do. But for a team that wants to run the football mm-hmm. a lot, blocking is a big key, especially for a wide receiver.
For sure. And I think everybody in the room, we love blocking. We love doing anything we have to do to help the team, returning, blocking, motions, whatever we got to do.
Throwing the football.
Right. Whatever we got to do to help everybody, that's what we're going to do.
Let's get back to the Leica Mobile call-in line. Roger Goodgroves, what's up, Roger?
Yeah, hi. Good to speak to you both again so soon. And great to hear JP referring to Everbank as a pitch. We're getting you converted already.
That's right.
Anyway, you had a great game on Sunday, and your TD really felt like the tipping point in the game. Did it feel any different for you knowing the game was being broadcast as America's Game of the Week? And could you have imagined that when you were at Wesleyan?
I definitely couldn't imagine that when I was at Wesleyan. But, I mean, I take every game just like it's the same, regardless of how many eyes is on me or us in general. It's just I don't really think that the team gets any type of extra hype or anything off any game. We take every game serious. We take every game same. We preparate just like we would any other time, so. It's just another game for us.
Just another game. That's what Jalen Ramsey kind of said in the locker room last week. Quit hyping up these Seahawks. Quit hyping up these teams. And a lot of people, I think, took that as kind of a joke. Oh, no. But you guys took that for real. That was not a joke at all.
We take every game the same. We come to practice. We practice as hard as we can every day, and we get ready for Sunday.
Let's go to social media now and get some fan questions, starting off with George Hanton. So glad we have you on the team, and I know you'll be even better next year with A-Rob back. Who is the music man on the team? Anyone take charge of the playlist during training or travel?
I know for sure that Gip is always on the music.
Deshaun Gibson, yes.
Whatever we do, if we're just stretching, he's on the music. If we're all in the training room, he's on the music, and it's going over everywhere, and it's as loud as it can be. Love it.
So he makes good selections.
Yes, he definitely makes good selections.
Well, you're just saying that because you're a rookie, right? And you have to say that.
I mean, that's what happens. It's always Gibb. Gibb's always on the music.
Fair enough. Matthew Hottie writing in, and a lot of different sports team players have lucky items or routines that they do before a game. Any of the players have or do any of these? And if so, what? I mean, what about yourself?
I know for sure I have to come in at least an hour early to stretch because, I mean, I don't know. I just feel real loose. And ready to go for anything when you come in and get a long stretch on top of the stretches that we do pregame and stuff like that. So always come in, get a nice stretch. I have to wake up early and get a nice breakfast in my system because, you know, most of the time we're playing during lunch and you don't really have an appetite regardless of what happens after the game. So you got to make sure you get a nice breakfast. But that's pretty much all. I just get a nice breakfast, come in early, and stretch.
It's not like you can grab a hot dog there on the sideline, right?
I mean, I'm sure we could, but I don't think that would be good for you.
Not a good idea. You wouldn't get rid of that easily. Exactly. Let's go back to the like of what we'll call it line. Ed Dowdle, what's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. So, like, it was a big test this weekend for the offense. You know, you're up against the Seahawks defense that's been one of the league's best unit for years now. You guys have the number one defense on your side, so it's nice to have to face that week out. But you get to train with them every day. How does that help prepare you for a big game like the Seahawks? Does it help you improve quicker and all those sorts of things?
I don't know about improving quicker, but I know when it comes to watching the defense practice, they practice just like it's a game. They take every pass that's completed serious. I know for sure when they go into film that they make sure that everything that they did wrong in practice is corrected immediately. That's if they don't correct it on the sideline during practice. Our defense practice is real hard. I can tell because when there's a 2-yard completion in practice, they're mad. They're on each other about it, regardless of what happens, and it's crazy. So, I mean, as a rookie seeing that, I really take practice a little bit more serious than I would if I was in college or something like that.
But lining up against these corners every day, Colvin on the inside and then on the outside, of course, Boye and Ramsey. I mean, these guys are playing at a high level on Sunday. To see that in practice, it's got to help your skill set a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, every rep matters. Yeah. Every rep matters with them. So, you know, you got to go hard, and if you don't go hard, who's going to get better? And they're going to go hard every rep. They're going to make sure you don't catch the ball. So you catching the ball, and you feel like you did something right, you know. So it's real good going against them. It's even good going against them in pregame. Just every rep matters when it comes to going against them because, like I said, everything they do is going to be hard and 100%.
I remember that in training camp, there were a couple of balls. You caught a bunch of calls in camp, and they're getting upset. A-Rob's chirping at them. I mean, it was just – it's intense.
Every day. I mean, we go at each other as if we're the other opponent, you know, like we're the team. Like, we're the opposite team going against them. So, it's real good practice.
Let's get back to social media now. Jamie Todd, you and the team look like you're having so much fun playing at the moment. Do you think the closeness of the team has helped you and the team perform this well so far? And how far do you think this group can go?
Chemistry is, if we was playing a video game, it would be 100%.
100, really?
Yeah, I mean, we invite each other to family events. We're always hanging out in the locker room. We're all smiles, all listening to different type of music going around, listening. We just hang out. We just hang out. When we're on a plane, we hang out. It's always hanging out when it comes to us. There's never a time where we're mad at each other, disrespecting each other, anything like that. Everybody knows their role. Everybody knows their part. The second question of how far we're going to go, of course we're going to go to the Super Bowl. That's what we want to do. That's what we're going to keep working to do until it happens.
I like that. Starts this week, though, with the Houston Texans, one step at a time.
Starts
in practice on Wednesday. Listen to this guy. I love that. Dan James Alabaster, the fans are still buzzing from that statement win. How did you celebrate victory Monday, and how many extra yards did you get in the tunnel after the touchdown?
I wish I would have added some of them yards on the real stats, but I didn't do anything for Victory Monday. I feel like that's the whole point of Victory Monday, to get off your feet and just enjoy the day off. But I was for sure in here for a lift, get my mind right, watch film a little bit. But other than that, I didn't do anything physically. That's all.
Rest up. Long season and some important games ahead. One more time through the Leica Mobile call-in line. Ed Dowdle, what's up?
Yeah, you just mentioned that you ran down the tunnel after the touchdown. Was that a shout-out to Bo Jackson who did the same against the Seahawks?
Shout-out to Forrest. Shout out to everybody who runs through tunnels and keeps going. Shout out to the fans in there that I gave a couple high fives to, too.
That's fun, though. Do you remember them? You were too young for that. You weren't even alive when Bo Jackson ran through the tunnel.
One of the highlights that they show every time they bring up Bo Jackson on SportsCenter. That's like one of the main ones. I mean, it was a 91-yard run, so I mean, and he didn't get touched. So, I mean, it's a great run.
Yeah. He said later if he'd have run into the wall, he would have pulled a muscle or something. He's running so fast.
I actually ran into the tunnel trying to slow down. I mean, it was the worst place to go, but rather do go in the tunnel than to be on the grass or the turf.
That's a good point. That's a great point. Roger Goodgroves, close us out. What's up, Roger?
Yeah, you caught all three of your targets on Sunday. Will that make Allen Hurns' return bittersweet for you?
For sure. Allen returning helped the chemistry between the quarterback and receivers. They've been together 3-4 years now. So, you know, when we're building, me and Didi coming up, trying to find our role and stuff like that, and we're making all our target catches and stuff like that, it's definitely going to help because bringing in a vet that's already been with the quarterback like that for 3-4 years will bring more yards into it. And then me and Didi trying to find our way and keep getting the opportunities we're getting and making the catches and plays that we're doing. We're just going to keep making every catch that we can and finding our opportunities as the vets do they drive.
The more the merrier.
Yeah, I mean, the more we can have, the better it's going to be.
No doubt. Let's finish with a couple of social questions today. We'll get you out of here on this Tuesday. Ian Pointer, so the game's tied 10-10. Blake's in the gun. Ball's snapped. You run like the wind downfield. Blake steps into the throw. And what goes through your mind when the ball's in the air?
Catch it. No, I mean, it was a good ball, though. And I know my eyes got real big. I know I can tell you that for sure. My eyes got real big, and I was like, oh, snap, the ball's really coming right here. Caught the ball, and just I knew I just had to keep stride and just keep going. Then when I seen Earl, I was just like, I got to attack him before he attacks me. So that was all that happened.
It stayed in at the very end there to get inside the pylon. Let's close with this one today from Jones K. Happy holidays, Keelan. As a top-level athlete, does it ever frustrate you that you can't eat and drink as you want during Christmas like others around you?
No. I mean, it's your job. You got to make some sacrifices.
No fudge, no chocolate, no cookies.
I'll get all that afterwards, I guess. I'll get all the leftovers.
After the Super Bowl. Yeah, I like that. Keelan signed the football today, and one of the people who sent in a question will win the autographed Keelan Cole football from today's Like a Mobile Jaguars Jam. And you're a popular man. Keep it up. Let's finish strong here in December and beyond. How about that, Keelan?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you, Ben.
Keelan Cole joining us on the Like a Mobile Jaguars Jam.